I would say that the very impressed with the new guys that have come in and learned the structure that we tried to implement at a real fast pace. But I also credit the leadership group, Cormier, Albert, McWilliam, with doing a really good job with helping those guys in the dressing room and again providing real strong leadership with the way they're playing. So yes, I agree. That's a lot of PTOs to add into your lineup, along with a guy on an amateur tryout in Wilson, to be able to have success in tonight's game and the previous one.
The second win is a little bit more difficult to prepare for and execute than the first one?
Yeah, I would say more so just the back-to-back scenario, knowing that the team that didn't have success in Stockton is going to come back with a real strong push, and understanding that you have to realize that the first 10 minutes of the game is going to be real important, because they've been obviously hearing a lot from their coach with regards to how they have to play better. So it's important making sure that your start is strong and getting that first goal, and I thought we did a good job of doing that tonight.
At this stage of the year with the team out of playoff contention, is it maybe a bit of a blessing in disguise to have so many guys come into the lineup that are really battling and trying to make a name for themselves?
I think it adds a little bit of energy into your lineup because they're trying to prove themselves. But there's two sides to that. There's also if you had your regulars that you've been able to teach all season long and they're still in the lineup and getting better and getting more experience under their belt, that's a positive also. But when you add new blood, yes, there's an energy and excitement for those players that they want to make sure they prove themselves.
Coach, what did you like about the first two periods of the game tonight?
I thought our defensive play was obviously really strong. We limited the shots against, and when there were breakdowns, I thought we did a good job getting in the shot lanes. Connor did a real strong job. I thought the end of the second period, that was a big save he made for us to keep the score where it was. But I thought overall we were able to play a lot more on the offensive end because we were more aware of not allowing so many chances against in our D-zone coverage. So it would all stem for me out of being strong with regards to our own end.
And again, were you not able to carry that forward into the third period, or was it more just the expected pushback when you guys are up 3-0?
My thought would be obviously when the game of hockey is they're going to come with their strong push. I thought they came out in the third and put a lot of pressure on us with their forecheck. We knew they were going to push and try to get momentum, and then when they got that goal, I thought a little bit it shifted sides there and they started taking over the game. But again, we did a good job getting the momentum back on our side and holding on to that lead.
Your team generated a ton of chances tonight off the forecheck in the offensive zone, turning pucks over. Sure, that's something you've been preaching all year long, but is that message really starting to get through?
Yeah, it's nice whenever you see the in your mind as a coach, when you see your systems and your execution, how it needs to take place, when you see it run efficiently like that, that brings a smile to our face. So yes, whenever you you understand what the game plan is going in and you're able to be successful with executing it, that's something that the players not only have appreciation for, but it's nice whenever they're rewarded for it.
Russ question. Oh, go ahead, Russ.
You surprised with all these new guys in the lineup? You've had the chemistry you've had. They seem to have pretty good chemistry considering you've inserted, five or six guys here in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I thought, when you add that many new faces into your lineup, and again, no disrespect to guys coming up from ECHL, but usually you can be able to weather one or two of them, but the numbers that we've had to add into the lineup at one time, it's definitely been a challenge, but it's... It's a credit to, again, the leadership in that room and the guys that have come in and our scouting staff to be able to find the right depth guys from the ECHL to bring up here and not having them look out of place.
In regards to your timeout, was that more of a calming your bench down timeout, or was that a chalkboard timeout?
A little of both. It was a chalkboard timeout, and it was, obviously Cormier and Albert are our top two pairs there with regards to our forwards, with Harris being a real strong addition from the ECHL, and we had McWilliam and Kitchen. So for us, there isn't a ton of depth with our lineup right now, so I wanted to give that line a chance to catch their breath so we could defend it.
Was there a thank you card in the mail on the way to Tulsa?
Thank you card for us sending them. Yeah. I've made a call and passed along that we wish we didn't have to pull guys, but that's part of the whole trickle-down effect.